Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And the most recent video is right there on the homepage. It's all about exporting, so check that out too. Brett Clay is our guest. He's the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change. Brett, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Sure. It would be www.sellingchange.com.
All right, so check that out, and they can find your articles and the interviews and all the different things you've done there, can't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And follow me on Twitter at @sellingchange.
All right. And, Brett, we're talking previously, in the previous segment, you said that the most important thing that these days to for customers to find you is to have, to use your term, mountains and mountains of content. For a small business, for a Main Street small business, what is that? How does that convert? What is that? How does that manifest?
Yeah, that's really an interesting question. From a marketing perspective, marketers used to be creative. They would create these advertisements and buy places to promote them on web, billboards or newspapers or whatever. Now, marketers are turning into publishers. So to the degree that you're a small business and you're doing marketing, now that marketing task of your day starts to become being a publisher. Now, the first content I would start off with is sharing other people's content, OPC. You know, that's the easiest.
Right.
So what kind of things could you share? Well, first of all, share stuff that's in your industry that,
right,
that your customers might care
about. It's another reason why you should be a member of your industry trade group, because they'll keep feeding you stuff that you can convert, repurpose, and maybe even editorialize for your customers.
Oh, exactly. Wherever you can get other people's content that your customers would find interesting, that's a great place to grab it. But and like if you're a plumber, you could find energy-saving tips or water conservation or little home maintenance tips and just share those out.
And if you don't think you're a good writer, you know you're a good talker, just get in front of a webcam and record your thoughts on that. And you know, that's the thing that so many small business owners get frozen up on, is that they wake up and they think, oh my goodness, what do I talk about? What do I have to say? Well, you read an article, you listen to an interview, you talk to somebody, you develop an opinion about that. You read this article from your industry, and you might say, well, you know, that's really good. I'm glad he brought that up, but there's one thing he left out. Well, make some piece of content about what they left out.
Exactly. Now, that I call your own content, YOC.
Yep.
I would start with OPC, other people's content, because
right,
all you have to do is just share it out. And
you're saying that article I just mentioned, just send it back out to your folks. Don't touch it. Just repurpose it.
That's the first place to start, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just leverage the stuff, the information that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can share that on your Facebook page. So you have to have a Facebook page if you're a small business, and on a Twitter account. And those are both pretty simple to set up and can be quite effective, because if you just keep encouraging your audience, your customers, to just subscribe to your Twitter feed, then it makes it so easy to share other people's content. You just,
mm-hmm,
you see some article, boom, you just pop the link in there and say, hey, check this out. And it can be anything, right? You're just trying to be a friend talking to a friend, you know, or a trusted advisor, not necessarily an advisor if you're a plumber, but someone who your customers like and relate to.
So well, it's all part of what I'm calling relevance, Brett. What I'm saying is, in this new world that you and I've been talking about, relevance is beginning to trump competitiveness. People are more interested in they're more likely to hang out with a company that is relevant to them first, And but long before they know whether you're competitive or not, they're finding out whether you're relevant, meaning that you're not only available to them if they need you, but you're actually trying to inform them and think about them even when they're not asking for you. That's relevant.
Exactly, and that's how you maintain that relationship and that sort of top-of-mind place with your customer. So if you're a plumber and you're constantly sending them information, whether it's recipes or information about the community, then when they have something a need for you, guess who they're going to be thinking about?
Right, right. And this is all part of what kind of the theme for today. In the previous hour, Brett, we talked about stories. We talked about using stories to tell you, to get your message out, to connect with customers, to be relevant to them. This is just exactly what you're talking about, publishing stories, for example.
Now, I have a list of options for your own content for YOC that in a rank order here that small businesses might consider. The first would be what we call a white paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's kind of a longer document where let's say you're a plumber. You do a little white paper on a yearly maintenance checklist. What are the different things that you should think about if you're a homeowner? And so here's a white paper on that. And the reason I put that up there at the top of the priority is because you can, even though it's a little bit more work, especially to polish it up, that's a nice piece of information.
Is that list available on your website, Brett?
No, not at the moment. I can make it available.
Well, put it up because my folks are going to want it. Folks, check out his website. Give it to us again quickly, Brett.
Sellingchange.com.
Check it out. Thanks, Brett, for being here. Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.